This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, from 2 Kings chapters 9 through 12, Leroy offers practical suggestions on how you can multiply your ministry. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
Last Friday, we examined the need for spiritual leaders to train a successor and leave behind someone to carry on the work of God which they have begun. Now, some of you may be asking, how does that apply to me? First, begin to involve others in your ministry, whatever it is. If you teach Sunday school, ask someone to join you from time to time to assist in what you're doing. That gives them the chance to observe you in action and, of course, to help. Another key to investing in the life of another person is to be involved together in things other than spiritual activities. Friendship is an important factor in sharing your life. Throughout the books of 1 and 2 Kings, we see Elijah and Elisha involved in training the young men in the schools of the prophets, but we also see Elijah investing himself in one man, Elisha, who would carry on the ministry when he was gone. As I think about Moses and Joshua, Elijah and Elisha, Paul and Timothy, it seems they must have enjoyed a tremendous friendship that developed over the years of shared experiences. As a younger person observes your life and your reactions in a variety of situations, he will learn just from being with you and observing you. And if you feel your life isn't good enough to be observed and imitated by others, join the club. No one does. But by the grace of God, we can be challenged to a deeper walk with the Lord ourselves as we seek to help others. We can be open and honest as we share our victories and our defeats and grow together. In Dawson Trotman's classic booklet, Born to Reproduce, he says, you can lead a soul to Christ in 20 minutes to a couple of hours, but it takes from 20 weeks to a couple of years to get him on the road to maturity. But when you get yourself a man, you have doubled your ministry. In fact, you have more than doubled your ministry. When you teach your man, he sees how it's done, and he imitates you. Whatever your task, your ministry, your outreach, let me challenge you to include someone else in it. Invest yourself in that person and prepare someone who will keep on serving the Lord in the generation to come. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
To help you make the Word of God a priority each day, we'd like to send you a free subscription to Daily Walk, the Navigator's monthly devotional guide. Daily Walk is filled with practical insights on how to live a Christ-centered life. Write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Tomorrow, old age needn't stop people from being useful to God. Join us on Daily Discipleship.